This is Veterans Voices with Kevin Berger, memories and stories of Minnesota's Korean War veterans.
Ed Valley admits he didn't know much about U.S. involvement in Korea as he enlisted in the Air Force.
I knew there was a war. At that time, it was called a conflict. But there wasn't much publications or much news coming out as to what was going on over there.
After serving at Kimpo Air Force Base in South Korea, Valley came to believe U.S. involvement served a purpose.
Communism was really starting to grow. I think our administration with President Truman didn't want that to actually spread.
Paul Overgaard enlisted in 1948, 2 years before the Korean War erupted. He recalls that the army that he joined was no longer in the fighting shape that spurred it to victory in World War II.
The military went from being one of the toughest, one of the finest trained in the world to what I would say was a state of disrepair. There was nothing on the horizon which would have alerted the military to get serious about training.
Overgaard was preparing to be a U.S. Army paratrooper in June of 1950. That's when President Truman ordered U.S. forces into South Korea to bolster that nation's efforts to push back an invasion by the communist North Koreans.
If the communists had taken over South Korea, they would have been just a few miles from Japan. And Japan was a fledgling democracy at that time.
70 years after his service with the elite 187th Airborne, Overgaard views the war and his mission as vital to the U.S. strategy of thwarting the global threat of communism.
It was an action that may have saved a lot of future problems.
Veterans Voices Korea is produced by Ampers, with support from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund, online at minnesotavets.org.